This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And coming up next week, second annual community cancer prevention event. A number of folks involved with that, including Sarah Swanson from the Knight Cancer Institute. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us what all is going on next week.
Yeah, Evergreen's hosting the second annual community cancer prevent. It's going to be at the Harvard location. Lots of fun participants as well. Going to be available to chat with community about benefits from paid leave Oregon, Family Resource Home Care, DPHN, Camp Millennium, Douglas County Cancer Services, and a few others to discuss cancer prevention in Douglas County. We have some startling cancer incidents here in Douglas County compared to the state average, and we want to highlight that for folks and make sure they're aware.
Yeah, and what are some of those?
Yeah, so right now Douglas County sits pretty high up on the list in the state for cervical cancer deaths, as well as other HPV-related cancers, which is an entirely preventable from the HPV immunization cancer.
Wow. And so obviously, you know, cancer can hit, well, what percentage of people is it?
Yeah, I mean, we all have cancer in our body. It's just whether or not those genes for that cancer are turned on. And there's some risk factors that we can have control over. So we want to highlight those for people, really understanding those behavior modifications that we can enact in our lives to reduce our cancer risk.
And cancer can really hit it at any age. I think a lot of people don't remember that.
Absolutely. Anybody, any person, any age. And in fact, May is Melanoma and Skin Cancer Awareness Month. We have some startling statistics for people that 5 or more blistering sunburns before the age of 18 increases your risk of melanoma by 80% and other skin cancers by 68%. So we really encourage people in May to get in with a dermatologist, get their skin checked, but also really be aware of how much time we're spending in the sun, making sure we're wearing sunscreen and really keeping those protective clothes, especially on young children.
Wow. And anyone listening who sees me knows that I probably don't always follow that.
It's hard sometimes, and especially in our area. It's so beautiful. We get out. The weather is going to be beautiful this week. We just want to remind people, wear that sunscreen. Try to keep sure you have an SPF 50 and really reapply if we've been in the river and we've been out and sweating, and definitely for our young folks. But we're going to have free sunscreen samples at this prevention event. We're going to have water and popsicles. We're also going to be doing a free oral cancer screening. We do have pretty high rates of oral cancers here in Douglas County. So we want people to come in, make sure they get that oral cancer screening. And again, it's all going to be free.
And what day of the week is that?
So it's next week, Wednesday, May 13th from 11 to 2 in the parking lot at the Evergreen Harvard location.
So basically, it's kind of come and go when you want.
Yep, come and go when it fits. If you have time during your lunch hour, you want to stop in and see us, get that oral cancer screening, get information on tobacco cessation and other ways to reduce our risk.
And what all do you do with the Knight Cancer Institute?
Yeah, so my official title is Community Cancer Control Specialist. So I serve all of southwestern Oregon, including Coos, Curry, Jackson, Josephine, and Douglas County. And I come out and I give information in community, work with clinic partners and other community-based organizations. And in fact, right now down in Canyonville, we have a lung cancer kiosk at the library. People can stop in, learn about tobacco cessation, and be entered to win a $50 gift card. And we also are going to host a community cancer conversation down in Canyonville at the library in June.
What are we seeing about for smoking? What's the rate there? Is that continuing to go down?
We're hoping more and more people will lean into tobacco cessation. We do have really high rates of lung cancer and mesothelioma here in Douglas County. And overall, our cancer death rate in Douglas County is just stronger than the state average. So in Douglas County, we have about 178.1 cancer deaths per 100,000 people, and the state average is 148.3. So what that really means in real numbers is from 2019 to 2023, about 2,000 people in Douglas County died of cancer. And that's significant in our small community. That impacts everyone, and we all know someone who has had cancer, and we really just want people to get screened, stay on top of their mammograms, their colonoscopies, the skin checks, all of those really great cancer screenings.
Well, it's kind of a big number. I mean, it's like 1.5% of the population.
It's really significant, and we see even more disparity in some of our outlying communities, and Coos and Curry County have similar statistics, and we know it's hard sometimes to get in with your primary care to get that referral, but we really encourage people to put that on their radar, know when you should get those cancer screenings by age, and especially if you have a family history of cancer.
And to pay attention to, for a lot of people, what are kind of obvious, but for others really aren't, things, you know, signs that you should maybe go in and get checked out?
Yeah, when you're feeling different, if you have some aches and pains that are new, any digestive upset that might be new, definitely when we talk about skin cancer, any lumps or bumps in the skin, especially moles that are growing or are asymmetrical in size, we really encourage people just to kind of keep a closer eye on their body, do their own skin checks, do their own self-breast exams, and then if you find something that feels off or is different, and especially if you have that family history, have a chat with your provider.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes people don't do that and then they walk in when symptoms get worse and the prognosis is basically it's too late.
Yeah, and that's such the ideal position for cancer screenings and prevention conversations is almost universally in cancer. The earlier we find it, the better outcomes we have because we have more treatment options.
All right. So again, the event is next Wednesday. And which location?
At the Evergreen Harvard location.
And who all do you have involved with this?
Oh, man. So many community partners. So Family Resource Care Group, Douglas Public Health, Camp Millennium, Douglas County Cancer Services, Paid Leave Oregon, and some of the providers at Evergreen themselves are going to be there to chat about scheduling your cancer screenings and their support groups that they have available for community.
All right, Sarah Swanson from the Knight Cancer Institute, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:37, and this is the Morning Report.